This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad you guys are joining us this week. We got Don's here.
I'm here.
Ava's here.
I'm here as well.
And my name is Eric, and we are here to help you guys have more fun or understand more about the outdoors, right, Don?
We hope.
That's our goal.
It is our goal. We may not achieve it, but we'll give it a shot. A lot of fun today. We're going to be talking with Matt from Amped Outdoors. If you have questions on lithium batteries, and a story about America's oldest park ranger. That and more coming right up. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies? Well, Donald, here we are.
Back at it again.
I know. Love it. Lots of things going on around the area. One of the things I thought was kind of funny was, you know, the rain around the Midwest, everybody's getting rain, wind, and just about everything else you can imagine. And boy, the river certainly is responding. Got some levels going up and opening up the locks and the current's going up. So
that's a good thing.
A lot of changes for some of the guys that were out fishing. And the wind, I don't care where you go, when the wind blows at a certain level, it makes life difficult.
It's miserable.
What. Yeah, it's not a good thing.
I know. You know, we've got turkey seasons going on around the Midwest, and I tell you, the weather is not conducive to good turkey hunting.
No, Bismarck, they've got a blizzard that went on this last week, and we had snow here in Red Wing this last week. And in fact, a lot of areas across the Midwest has been getting snow, so it's.
Yep.
But they're still out fishing. People are out fishing. And one of the tips this week that we really wanted to focus on, I know this has been a big question with a lot of the seminars that I've done, is with the onslaught of all the braided lines. And you and I showed a lot of our anglers that went with us fishing last year up in Ashkenam. We showed them what to do to utilize the braid because it's sensitive. But the problem is that you need to connect some type of a leader so that you're not running the braid right to the hook. And one of the things I really love to do is run fluorocarbon. The clarity is perfect. It really cuts down on that side of it. It's also very abrasion resistant, so that's another bonus. And it really makes, you know, if you're going to break line off, Don, have you ever tried to break braid?
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, I had it happen when I was in Canada once, and I got hooked up in the rocks, and straighten, you know, I point the rod at it.
Now you're tied directly to the jig.
I'm tied directly to the jig, and I actually had a bottom bouncer on, but yep. It got hooked in the rocks. I pulled on that thing, and it literally run the line down into the spool, and I'm on a bait caster now, and there was no finding it. There's no getting it out of there, and the only way I had to re-spool the whole thing, and it took an hour. That braided line does not cut easy, no matter what. So
no.
We're in there with a razor blade trying to get it. It's just like it melted it in there.
Yep.
So
the other thing people do a lot of times is they'll grab the line to try and break it. And it's amazing how the braid will find the corners, you know, the little corners of your fingers.
Yep.
And you give it one pull. And it only takes maybe once or twice. Or if you're in a panic mode, you'll do it all the time. When you grab the line to try and pull it, you realize I bet a bad mistake.
Yeah.
So the fluorocarbon does help there too. So you can actually break it and you'll have a fair amount of line. So here's the key thing. What I do is I'll tie a figure eight knot or a loop knot on the braid. So now I have a loop, and then just pretend you're going to tie a regular, whatever favorite fishing knot you have, tie the section, maybe about 24 inches of fluorocarbon, and tie that onto with a regular, pretending that that loop in the line is like the eye on either a jig or a hook. Same exact methodology, tie it on, snip the extra line, you're good to go.
Right.
So that's really the one of the pieces that's important with braided line. The other part that's important with braided line is always keep checking your guides, because some of the guides and some of the older rods won't be able to stand up to that type of braid. It'll wear that braid, and it can cause problems. And that's always a big issue.
You'll see a lot of the newer rods that are created and developed with stainless steel eyes,
yep,
specifically for that reason, to fish with braided lines.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that's super important, braid's not cheap, and neither are big fish, and they're not every year do you catch a trophy, and when you do hook one, you want to make sure you get it in. The other important aspect is that maybe you had a friend use a rod, or you inadvertently, unknowingly cracked one of the guides. And
right,
if you crack a guide, it will literally destroy the line. And you may not know why, or you may not notice it up front. So always take a Q-tip and run it around the guides. And the Q-tip, if there's a abrasion or something in those guides, it will hang up, and you'll see the white Q-tip, the cotton that's left in that Q-tip or on that guide. And a super important deal to check. Get it replaced. You can bring it to one of the stores. They can replace that for you. But make sure that you get that done, and it really will make a difference, especially when you get that big one on. You don't want to be having an oops moment. I've had an oops moment, and it's because of that.
And, oh, sure.
And it happened the morning before. I didn't know.
What weight fluorocarbon do you typically put on if you're jigging?
Well, it all depends on the clarity of the water. If it's in the river scenario, I'll go probably 15 pound. There's a lot of snags, but I want to make sure I've got, if it's abraded or it gets chewed with rocks, I want to make sure that I'm able to still catch a fish, and maybe it's got 8 or 10 pound test at that point with the nicks in it. I've pulled so many fish with that, and it's super invisible, which is the nice part. And it really gives you latitude if you didn't check your line every single time. Same thing.
But can you break that off then when if you get hooked up?
Absolutely. Okay. It'll snap off. And 15 pound is amazing. You can still pull it and break it. But even the Great Lakes, I've had that type of knot setup that we talked about.
Right.
28 to 30 inch walleyes up there using jigging wraps. And it's the good stuff.
Okay.
It works really, really, really well. So kind of a fun thing for... a little fun tip, I guess, is the best way to put it. Real quick hitter right now before we head out. ANS stickers are going to be required in North Dakota. They have been in the past. Make sure you get your boat inspected. It's a $15 ANS sticker for motorized watercraft not licensed in North Dakota, and that's once per year. And all you do is you pull up to a bait station or a certified ANS location. They will come out, look at your boat, make sure there isn't anything hanging off it or in the live wells, and they will then approve your particular boat.
And what is an ANS sticker?
ANS sticker, it's aquatic invasive species. You want to make sure your boat is free and clear of all weeds and or mussels and or anything that would be an invasive. So they like to hitch a ride on your boat
right,
or trailer. You ever heard that before, Don?
I have heard that. I'm guessing if you're listening, you've heard it too.
No. Yeah, I think you might have heard it.
Just once or twice.
Yeah, yes, maybe once or twice.
So, I think that's the point, though, is for it to be catchy.
It is. And, you know, they've been probably one of the most stringent on that in North Dakota.
Yep.
So that's kind of cool. So, well, tell you what, we are going to be back. We're going to be talking with Matt from Amped Outdoors. We're going to talk in lithium batteries. And I'll tell you what, it's always educational, and he is on top of it when he's got some new product as well. All right, we'll be right back.